past the dawn with plenty of tailing fish.
And the perfect fly rod.
Yeah!
And get ready for some magic.
What an awesome eat, man!
I got one!
Oh, damn, I got him, I got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
The best I can come up with for a New Year's Eve intro sound. Yeah. Good Monday evening to everybody. I am the host of your Monday Night Kickoff Show New Year's Eve special, Charles Levi, also known as Redfish Chuck. In the chat room there, we got a couple of guests. Guests, if you want to log in to the chat room and get active with the funny comments that will be taking place, I'm sure, throughout the evening, feel free to do so. Just click the login tab, and then you can use your Facebook account or Twitter account, I believe Twitter, to log in. But real quick, let's say hello to It's a Jelly. I'm guessing that's probably my boy from Space Coast Kayak Anglers, John, Jelly John. You got Oldie Bill. He's in there. You got Yak Angler Adam, my boy. Call me, Adam. Let's talk about what you're excited about for. Let's talk about what you're excited about for 2013. And It's a Jelly is not John. Okay then. And Yak Groupie. Melita, representing, there's Jelly John, look at that. It's weird to have multiple jellies in the chat room, but we'll go with it. Man, so, 2012 is coming to an end. Not really too upset about that, to be honest with you. 2012 wasn't exactly one of the best years for the Levi family. But I'll tell you what, I have very strong convictions that 2013 is going to be awesome. So if you hear an echo, Melita, you might just want to hit refresh again. Sometimes that'll take it away. But we got a chance to get out and do a little bit of fishing just this past weekend, and it's pretty awesome. Caught a bunch of fish. Caught a few fish, I should say, but had a great time with great people. 727 area code, who are you?
Yo, it's Rob.
Oh, look at this. It's
Happy
Mr. Rob's. It's Mr. Rob DeVore.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Pretty well. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well, my friend.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was just kind of rolling over a few things real quick. First and foremost, let me do a give a shout out real quick to those manufacturers that have made my 2012 pretty epic, and one in particular that I look forward to doing more with in 2013. Of course, this show is brought to you in part by, where's my horns? Whatever. This is brought to you in part by Jackson Kayaks, Kayaks by Bo, Bending Branches Paddles, Tackle Webs. If you guys don't know about Tackle Webs, Captain Mike Ortigo, who's always in the chat room, who also is part of the hosting crew of the Fishing Florida Radio Group, is the owner, proprietor of that brand. They're awesome. If you don't have one in your kayak, or if you haven't had one in your kayak for 2012, get one for 2013. You're going to want one if you're coming to the Boondoggle. We'll get to that a little bit later. But, of course, YakAngler.com, YakAngler Adam, and Yak Sushi. Those guys do a great job killing it for us, man, putting together a great website. Just out of pure love of the sport, Rob.
That's right, man.
And probably one of the more exciting sponsors that I picked up this particular year is, of course, Orca Coolers. Excuse me. Can't wait to see, man, the smaller coolers they come out with next year. Actually, in just a few weeks, I believe, they're supposed to drop those. January 15th, I think, is when they're going to come out with all the other sizes, or at least start the rollout of all the other sizes. So pretty killer. I'm super, super excited about that. I've got my pretty 75-quart Orca cooler staring me in the face right now. And, yeah, pretty sweet. So for those of you guys that are in the chat room that are having a hard time listening to the show, one way you can maybe, well, I guess if you can't hear me, if you're having a hard time listening, you probably can't hear me tell you what to do. But if you go to the actual blogtalkradio.com address /kayakfishingradio, it works better than our webpage does. So, yeah. Rob? Did Rob go away already?
Yes, sir, yes. Hello, you got me? Hello.
Yeah, gotcha. Testies, one, two.
I was muted because I was doing some dishes.
Yeah. Well, tell me some of the fond memories that you have of 2012, my friend.
Well, it's been like the year of the trout for me. This year, I think I've caught more over 20-inch trout over here than I have in my whole life.
Nice.
A fond memory was getting to fish the ditches for tarpon with you over in Titusville. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Of course, the Boondoggle. You know, all the Boondoggles last year. Getting to do the movies. That's always a lot of fun. I don't know, what's some of yours, man?
Dude, I've got a lot, man. Probably some of my highlights from this year, besides my family type stuff. Let's just kind of keep it as the fishing highlights, if you will. Number one has got to be watching Trey catch more fish, man. My oldest boy. And then catching, you know, God, I don't know how many tarpon I caught this year. And then that nice 36-inch redfish I pulled on a fly. That was pretty cool because I watched him eat it in muddy water. But probably one of my favorite memories, dude, of 2012 was being able to go up to Charleston, South Carolina, and hang out with my boy Scuba Stan and Snake Girl and Chris Flores and Jimmy Dempsey, and, you know, trying to do this little project we got going. And the time I spent up there was awesome. We had a great time, you know, getting a chance to witness a South Carolina flood tide for the first time was pretty awesome. Having to stand on a boat and watch tailing redfish, you know, not too far away from me with Stan and all these screaming children on the boat wasn't exactly one of the highlights, but it was fun. I love those kids. They're awesome. And then, of course, like you said, man, the Boondoggles. I mean, Chokoloskee, it was a great time. Had a fantastic time. It couldn't have come at a better time for us on a personal level. to get out of Dodge for a couple of days and have a great time with all you folks and catch a pile of fish, man. I mean, just a ton of fish. We had a great trip down there to Chokoloskee. And then the Virginia Beach boondoggle was fun because we got to lay over again at Stan and Holly's place and hang out in Charleston for a day. Got to show my wife around Charleston, see some of the things I got to see while we were there, and it was awesome, man. And then, of course, putting together Space Coast Kayak Anglers and watching it grow, having, in my opinion, the best, if not the best, one of the best core groups of fishermen that paddle in stupid plastic boats in the entire state of Florida, if not the whole country. It's pretty awesome.
How many members you got now?
I think we're close to 180.
Wow.
And unlike fictitious numbers where people from like Canada or like your best friend, they're on your page and it makes it look like you've got a million people in your group. Out of the 180, I probably have about 60, 65 that are somewhat active members. It's about a little bit less than half. But I mean, you know, 180 exact. There you go. Numbers just put up in the chat room there. But getting a fish with a bunch of different people, man, is always fun. And this year I got to do a lot of that. Yeah, just as far as fishing's concerned, Happy New Year to you too, brother. Stan there in the chat room. Or Holly, who knows. But, you know, getting to fish with all you guys, man, it's just been a lot of fun, you know. I don't know. You know, looking back, there's some things I didn't accomplish that I wanted to try and accomplish. I didn't get a bonefish from a kayak this year, but then again, I never really tried. Never went down the Keys, but that was on my list of things to do for 2012. I guess we'll have to do that this year. Huh? I said, I guess we'll have to go down to the Keys this year. Yep, Jess says, whoop, whoop, she's down. Oh, yep, it's Holly. Hi, Holly. what else? I don't know. Chasing Reds, I did what? You didn't get a bonefish from a kayak, you liar. Anyway.
He went to the Keys.
Oh, yeah, he did go to the Keys. There ain't no doubt about that. But, what was I going to say, man? Yeah, and you got it on a spinner rod, too. That don't count.
No, that don't count.
It doesn't count at all. You can feed a shrimp to a bonefish, catch it on the fly. Now we're talking. Just kidding, brother. Watching kayaks by Bogro, that was pretty cool, man. Seeing the place being built and then, you know, watch it just fill full of product. And in 2013, I've got, man, you guys just wait. The things I have planned for the tackle store yet to be named, it's not going to be Tickle Me Tackle, so settle down. it's gonna be awesome, man. Rob, you're gonna want to come over and just like sleep on the floor. It's gonna be so cool.
You know me.
I know it. But yeah, man. I'm hurt. There's a lot of things I got coming up in 2013. A lot of coals in the fire, brother. So we'll see. You know, the main thing that I'm looking forward to is trying to do a lot more fishing than I did this year with the family. Do some more camping and just get out on the water, enjoy the water with my boys, my wife, and catch a pile of fish, man. You know, I don't have really one single fish story, I guess, that would be like the ultimate fish story from this year. Maybe that red on fly, just because of the conditions. It was one of those times of year where everybody was like, ah, don't fish the lagoon, the water's nasty, blah, 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 water's gross. And we went anyway. And, yeah, it's, we went out there, me and my buddy Chris, and cruised around looking for some fish. Found a bunch of pushes, couldn't see them, but just saw, you know, saw pushes, and got within striking distance on a few occasions, and I decided to hurl the buggy whip at one, and it was like the fish just appeared out of the mud. Like you could just see his head rise up to eat the fly, his mouth open up, big white cotton mouth open up, and it was pretty sweet. So that was pretty awesome. That's probably like not really the highlight fish. It's not like the trophy fish of the year or nothing like that, but it was definitely exciting. Caught a lot of cobia this year, caught a lot of triple tail this year, caught some tuna this year, not out of the kayak, but dolphin, groupers, snappers, trigger fish. I mean, had a good all-around year as far as fishing is concerned. But got some other people on the line real quick. Let's go to 407 area code.
Hey, welcome. Chuck, it's Justin.
Justin. What's
hey,
going
man.
On, buddy?
Doing good. I had put some of the chips and salsa on hold with my girlfriend and family. I was kind of getting sick and wanted to step back and give you guys a call.
Sweet.
Happy New Year, man. To you and your family.
Happy New Year to you.
Rob. Yep. I'm glad you guys are staying in, avoiding all the crazy traffic. It was a pain getting over here. Now I'm only like 10, 15 minutes from my family. But it sucks in Orlando. So don't drive. But, yeah, man. I mean, I had a pretty nice year for 2012. Considering I graduated from college last year and didn't really have too much time to hit the water out of my kayak. A lot of things grew. I accomplished a personal goal of mine of getting a 100-pound tarpon, which I've been trying to get for I don't know how long. Went out of my buddy's boat and just launched out of Canaveral and just had a perfect day. And we ended up getting two. One was about 80 and one was, I think, like over 120. I mean, just a whole bunch of stuff, lots of big reds at night. You know, didn't really do a lot of flats fishing. But before I go, let me ask you, when you and Chris went out, were you guys out on the lagoon the other day? He said that a boat tried to run you guys over. What happened?
Yeah. About that. I was going to just kind of like parlay that towards the end. But
okay.
All right. Here is the public service announcement brought to you by Redfish Chuck, Kayak Fishing Radio. If you are a friend of somebody who owns a flats boat, or if you own a flats boat and your friend or yourself runs up on me the way that these individuals in a Ranger flats boat did just the other day, please be prepared to have my push pole thrown at you like a javelin, because it was just about ridiculous. We were in the lagoon, working over towards Pardon Island. We're in behind the island there, going towards the very back corner, that back cut that goes all the way back up to the dune.
Yeah.
And we're working the mouth of that cut right there. There's some big sand patches there, and you know, every now and again you get lucky and find some reds and big trout laying there on that sand. And sure enough, just like clockwork, we got there, and there's fish laying in these sand holes. So we start working it a little bit, and I hear a boat coming. Look off in the distance, and here it comes, and now it's around the corner of Pardon, and it's heading right towards us. And I'm thinking to myself, surely this guy is not going to just run right through here. I mean, there was literally, I think, five kayaks in this little area. And I guess for whatever reason, he thought that he was in the right to zip on in. So he blew past me and Chris and John and Pepe and everybody else. I want to say, oh, and Wade, I want to say 15 yards from us, 20 yards from us, on a plane. Now, I've operated vessels long enough to know that things can happen, okay? Things just, crazy crap can happen, right? I've seen guys before running a flat, hit a sandbar, the motor you know, yanks to one side or the other, wheel comes out of the guy's hand, and the boat kicks to the side and throws everybody out of the boat. You know, I've seen guys run a flat, rip the whole transom off a boat before. So things can happen when you're running in shallow water, and back in this particular pocket, it's pretty skinny. This guy not only put his life and his passenger's life in danger, but put the lives of my friends and myself in danger. So I think those that were with me could tell that I was a little bit pissed. The old me, prior to having children and being married and being a responsible adult, would have pushed Fold over to the gentleman's boat, stepped on his bow, and proceeded to beat the tar out of him. The new me just made my point kind of clear when I pushed Fold towards his boat in just about as fast as you could possibly push pull a Jackson Big Tuna, which is pretty quick, surprisingly, and just proceeded to stare him down with my best, like, Grizzly Adams stare-down competition kind of thing. And, you know, he didn't say a word to me, wouldn't even look at me. And then his female companion that was on the boat with him apologized to Wade and said, "That's the only way we could come in here is if we're on a plane." And I'm thinking to myself, dude, you just ran past five kayakers that work in this area to come in here to do what? Nothing, apparently, because in the time it took for him to drop his trolling motor, I was already next to him. And I push-pulled my way around in front of his boat and purposely push-pulled out in front of him to hopefully disrupt what was ever out there that he thought he was going to go fish. So, you know, boo-hoo to him. What waste of time. But, you know, that's unfortunately, that's something that I think everyone's going to have to be more cognizant of for 2013 is, you know, safety, safety, safety. You know, I preach it all the time on the show, you know, especially since we're coming into January, February. You know, before you know it, spring's going to be here. I mean, I know we're just in December, but before you know it, spring's going to be here. I know you love to go off the beach chasing cobias, chasing tarpons, whatever else, and a lot of guys do, and there's a lot of people that are doing it very ill-equipped to handle that type of fishing, safety-wise. We're not going to preach to the choir tonight about safety equipment and such, but that was definitely going to be the topic of another show upcoming. But enough about that. Justin, this year, you were fortunate enough to get a great day to go off the beach, and you snagged yourself a pretty remarkable catch that landed you in Coastal Angler magazine. And why don't you tell us a little story about that, buddy?
That was actually my first time fishing off the beach in a kayak. I never really had the right equipment or the right tools to go off and do it before, and I really didn't know what we were going to get into. I know that a week or two before, Nick had gone out there with Jerry and got a couple of tarpon. I was like, oh, okay, cool, maybe I'll get on some late-season fish. It was me, John, and Nick. We loaded up and headed out to parking lot off Playa Linda. I went out. It wasn't too bad. It was like only a foot or foot and a half. It was decent conditions. But I'll tell you what, for any of you that have not gone off the beach in a kayak, you will grow a couple of hairs on your chest when you get past the breakers. And it's pretty crazy. I mean, yeah, safety first. Well, you know, we all know that. But when you're actually out there doing it, it's a pretty exhilarating feeling, you know, just totally different game than sight fishing. You just got to cover a lot of water and use your resources, catch what you can out there, and just kind of hope for the best, you know. But we get out there, and I think John had gone one at a time, and Nick was out there, and we were trying to sneaky up some bait after the breakers. And they were all saying, oh, yeah, man, we're going to get a whole bunch of croakers out here on sneakies. And I said, okay, cool. You know, croakers are a good bait for just about everything. We can slow troll it. That's fine. And they kept pulling up stuff that wasn't croakers. It looked like, I don't know, some kind of trash fish or trash bait, or I didn't know what it was. It had the two little spikes on the underside of the belly. I had to do some research. It's called a horn belly or Atlantic bumper or something. I don't know. I was like, this isn't going to catch anything, guys. These aren't croakers. And I'm like, well, whatever. We've caught fish on this before. And I was like, I didn't have any other bait at the time. I actually got out past the breakers, and I got a really, really bad stomach ache for like 45 minutes, or literally almost just passed out of my kayak and let John and Nick catch all the bait and steal from them later. But I get like 6 or 7, and we start trolling along, and that time of the year, you just shark after shark after shark. You know, there's a lot of 3-footers that are out there that are just, you know, as soon as your bait hits the water, zing, you just get one on after the other. You got to weed through it. But if you can go out there on a day and get through 10 sharks to get one quality fish, that usually makes a pretty good day out on the water off the beach, considering you can't cover a lot of water from your kayak. But we keep pushing, just riding the winds and the current. And sure enough, I've got, one of my rod goes off. I'm getting it in. I've got like a 3-foot shark on. And then another rod goes off as I have the shark right next to the kayak, and about 100-pound tarpon just jumps probably, 150, 200 feet behind my kayak. And I didn't have enough time to, like, put the rod in the rod holder with the shark on and then grab my back rod with a tarpon on it. And I learned from there on, like, if you're going to have two lines out trolling at the same time, you need to be mindful of the fact that you will have two fish on at the same time, and that's not fun. So I dealt with that, broke the shark off, kept pushing with the current. And Nick's caught sharks, Johnny's caught sharks. And we get out to an area where I hear Nick shouting ahead. He's like, oh, there's a whole school of tarpon up here. So we paddle over. Sure enough, there's probably like 15 or 20 fish that were rolling around and just staying in one particular area. And we were out of bait at that time, but Nick had one actual croaker in his live well. It was probably like 12 inches. This thing was pretty big. And he didn't have anything rigged and ready. He didn't have a heavy setup or anything for tarpon. So I'm like, hey, man, let me take your last bait. I've got one ready. He said, okay. So I paddle over to him, and I see right underneath behind the backside of his kayak, there's this brown thing just kind of hanging out there, like off the eddy of the tail of his kayak, just sitting there, like smiling, looking down. I'm like, that's not a shark. Oh, my God, that's a huge cobia. And I grab the croaker, I hook it in the top of the head, and I, like, open my bail and set it in the water. And I look, I'm like, okay, I got to cast this guy. And I'm looking around, and I don't see the cobia anywhere. So I'm like, oh, crap, okay, we scared him. I don't know. So I'm looking around, getting ready to cast to him, and before I can do anything, the cobia swims under my kayak and eats the croaker right next to my kayak. And all I could do was just open my bail and just feed it to him and feed it to him and feed it to him. I think Nick said I ended up screaming like a little girl a couple of times, and before I knew it, I was hooked up. Me and Nick were in such close proximity that as soon as I hooked up, the front of my kayak was turning and smacking into his kayak and trying to push his kayak away as I was trying to, be pulled over offshore. I probably fought that fish for like 20 minutes, 25 minutes, and I had the tackle to do it, but I didn't have a gaff. And for any of you guys that have ever caught a cobia before, they're notorious for being very crazy when you get them in the boat or if you touch them in the water or anything. They don't like to be handled at all. It's usually just get it in the fish box. Well, you don't have a fish box, really, on a kayak. And I've caught a cobia that size in the past before, and all I had at the time was one pair of orange lip grippers. And the first time I did that, the cobia broke it. So I'm like, okay, this is going to be great. That's all I have on me. So I call over to Nick and say, Nick, I have a pair of fish grippers, grab your other one. We're going to double lip grip this fish and throw it inside the kayak. So he paddles over. I've got one lip grip in this guy's mouth, trying to, like, keep his head above water and just get him to calm down. As I have the rod in my hand, as I'm trying to keep my paddle on my leg and, like, patting your head and rubbing your belly while trying to say the alphabet backwards. I don't know, anything, just combine a whole bunch of complicated things. That's pretty much what it was.
Tandem lipping.
Wait, what? Oh, I can't read the chat when I talk.
Alan said tandem lipping.
Tandem, oh, shut up. Oh, my God, that's not going to die. Alan, just be happy that we are not talking about your incident anymore.
Tandem lipping.
Now, the long and short is, cut him up. We kept his head up. and ended up throwing him in the back of Nick's kayak, and he just bunching him down, like, through the head and through everything. He just held him still. And that was pretty much that. I mean, just went out there with no gaff and no real fish box or anything. Just put him on the inside of the kayak, and, yeah, you know, on that one was actually on a croaker. But all of them, we jumped at least three or four tarpon that day on horn bellies. And, I mean, I guess it makes sense. They got to eat what's out there, but I thought they were trash fish. I didn't even know.
Yeah, tarpon are scavengers, man. They don't care. They'll eat just about anything. In fact, if you ask any old salt that fished for tarpon back in the day, one of their favorite baits to use were catfish.
I've heard that.
Hard head catfish.
Cutting off the barbs and stuff and throwing them out
there.
Yeah,
man. Yep. I mean, all the times I've ever fished with horn bellies, all I ever caught on them was sharks or Spanish mackerel sometimes will eat them too. But that's awesome, dude. How much did that fish end up weighing? Did you ever weigh it?
Yeah, I always suck at remembering to do that. But, I mean, you kind of just have to gauge based upon how many other fish you've caught in your bath and say, oh, it's like a 30, 40-pound fish. I mean, it was all of 40 pounds. It could have been more.
Yeah.
I don't remember if Nick got a measurement on it or not, but it was, you know, it was comparable. I'm looking at a picture of it. I mean, it was probably bigger than most reds you get, you know, at night when you're out. I don't know. It's probably like 46, 48 inches or something like that. We can do the math. It's probably 40 pounds.
Yeah. Nice fish.
But, no, that was fun, man. I mean, like, for everybody who wants to try to go out and do it in the springtime for 2013, just make sure you go with somebody who knows what they're doing as well, and just, you know, actually travel light. Don't take a ton of stuff out there with you, because the less you have to worry about bungeeing down and keeping strapped in, the better, because the minute you lose, you know, a $400 rod and reel setup, you're not going to be happy. It really won't make too much of a difference what you catch out there that day. So, got to be prepared. But that was awesome. You know, I'm looking forward to doing that again once March and April rolls around, if we get a calm day.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, man. I'm going to do quite a bit more beach fishing this year than I have done in the past. But I really want to target some of those giant snook that live up there around the tip of the Cape. So that'll be more of a trip to do from Port Canaveral and paddle up into the Bight.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's awesome, man. Yeah, it's a good time. But that's cool. Let's see. Hold on. I got somebody else here on the line, too. I don't know if he's still there. 305 area code. Welcome to Kayak Fishing Radio. Oh, it's a party. Listen in to their party.
Hello?
Oh, I think it's Peppy.
Hello?
Peppy, is that you?
Yeah, you hear me?
I can hear you now.
You hear me?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, man. Man, I didn't even know you had me on there.
Yeah, we're just listening to your party, man.
Oh, man, that's why I just came outside, man. There's people here in my house, man.
Thanks for the invite, by the way.
Oh, man. Hey, man, open invite, man. Anybody can come. just bring a bottle, man.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, listen, tell us what, if you could pick one memorable catch from 2012, what would that be?
Oh, man. I got a few, but probably one that I really was happy about was probably the one when I went to go fish one of those tournaments over in Tampa, over there, and actually caught the fishing was tough. It was tough that day. Caught a small trout, caught like a 22-inch red, something like that, but I knew that wasn't good enough. I couldn't catch a snook all day. I caught two the day before, and I knew I needed to get bigger than a 22-inch red in order to place. And like around 12:30 in the afternoon, you know, I needed to get back by 2 o'clock. I needed back, and around 12:30 in the afternoon, I was working some potholes, and I had a ladyfish hit my Slayer. Ladyfish jumped in the air, spit my hook out, spit the hook out. And when the ladyfish hit and spit the hook out, I started reeling in. When I started reeling in, there's a big red that's chasing it down. I'm like, holy, you know, holy crap, I'm seeing this. And I'm, oh, man, it's like, you know, it's like there's a big red coming after it. He didn't spook or anything like that. He got too close to the kayak, but he didn't spook or anything. He went right back to where he came from, picked my bait up, fixed it all up on the hook, put it all nice and neat and everything like that, poured a gunk of Pro-Cure on it. And threw it right back out to where he came from. And sure enough, man, as soon as that thing hit the water, man, I twitched it once and he was on. And I ended up with a 32-inch redfish at 12:30 in the afternoon. That actually put me in, that actually placed me in the tournament. So that actually was probably pretty neat to catch. You know, I was not expecting that at 12:30 in the afternoon.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, so that was, you know, pretty memorable. I mean, that right there, and actually that I was able to do that, you know, come through that, you know, that late in the afternoon. So
very cool.
Yeah, man. Yep.
What are you looking forward to in 2013, brother?
Man, got a lot of things planned, man. My calendar is all made out for 2013, and it's booked, man. I got at least, I know in the calendar right now, I got 13 tournaments in the calendar right now.
Man. Yep. Which one of them,
yep,
one of them I'm hoping is,
yep,
the Adventure Fishing World Championships.
Oh, yeah, that one's in there. That one's there. That one's already booked. That one's already in there. My wife's already got, she already knows about that one, so she knows I'm gone for that weekend, and that one's done.
And for those of you that don't know, what the Adventure Fishing World Championships are all about, you can go to AdventureFishingWorldChampionship.com, I believe is the website, where you can read about the crazy extravaganza that will be that tournament down in Everglades City. What's it, January? March 1st and 2nd. So right after the Boondoggle. The Boondizzy, as some people like to call it. Speaking of the Boondoggle.
Boondoggle? What the heck is a Boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
And of course, that is none other than one Mr. Steve Chapman, the other part of Fishing Florida Radio. Great show. Tune into that show, guys. That's Saturday mornings from 6 to 9, 740 The Game. You can listen to it either live at 740thegame.com, or you can also download their podcast as well on their website, fishingfloridaradio.com. But, yeah, Adventure Fishing World Championship, man, 2013. Looking forward to it. In case you couldn't tell, my partner in this two-man team tournament is none other than the one and only Mr. Pepe. Jose, what's up, brother?
Yeah.
We're going to go down there and hopefully try and represent. I don't know. At the end of the day, as long as we go down there and have a good time, that's all that really matters.
It should be good, man. It should be good. And if you all don't know about it, you got to check it out. It's not your everyday kayak tournament for everybody. I mean, it's a long day with a lot of paddling. If you look, there's five checkpoints, and you have to hit three of the five checkpoints, and you have to catch fish in three of the. You have to catch fish in each one of the checkpoints in order to move on to the next one or something like that. And it's at least 10 miles of paddling or something like that. I forgot.
It's going to separate the men and the ladies from the boys and girls.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
There you go. Yeah, I just said that, and I don't care.
I was kind of thinking when we get out there, all we got to do is find our way back, so we just start tagging a couple of trees or some corners with Spisco's Cock Angler stickers, just toss them on the corner, easily find our way back. Oh, yeah, there's my checkpoint. There we go.
Yeah, well, you know what? It's going to be a great time, man. I hope to see a lot of folks down there that I know from this local area. I'm hoping some of my Space Coast Kayak Angler guys represent and show up down there with me and Pepe. And I think they're paying out through the top 10. I think the first place team gets a pair of new Slayers from Native. And then there's prizes and stuff to go on throughout that. But they're also going to be doing quite a bit of video footage and photography and whatnot. So it'll be a good opportunity to get down there if you're trying to get your foot into the industry, so to speak, to get down there, rub shoulders with those folks, and hopefully get yourself noticed a little bit. But I've been, Rob a Bad Backass Divorce fishing it, and I know who your secret partner is, so there you go.
Keep it a secret.
It's a secret. I ain't saying nothing. I'm jealous, kind of. Sorry, Peppy, but just kidding. it's going to be great, man.
Who's Rob fishing with? Gene? Is he fishing with Gene?
I can't say.
Is he fishing with Gene?
No, I don't think so.
It's kind of like Chris Jericho did when he had his mystery tag team partner.
And he said Chris Jericho.
It turned out to be a big show. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, you know. Nobody's going to know until the intro music starts playing, you know.
Hold on a second. I got something for you. As long as it's not this.
That would be the ultimate partner right there, buddy.
Oh, man.
But, no, it's going to be a great time. When we were down in Chokoloski in February, this past year for the boondoggle, the sheer number of fish that I found was pretty impressive. Whatever. It is what it is. It's just a really cool place to fish. Caught a lot of snook, caught a lot of reds, caught a lot of mangrove snappers, bunch of trout. There was a flounder caught in my little group. It's very diverse, but the thing that people aren't going to take into account, I don't think, is the tide. So you get yourself caught up in the wrong spot. You come around a corner when you zigged, when you should have zagged, you're going to end up becoming part of the mangrove trees. So I'm serious. Like, I literally watched a few people. Actually, I helped to maneuver my wife, Chris Flores, and his wife around a few unfortunate souls that were like playing with spider monkeys in the trees or something. They were like, they had rods hanging out of the trees. I mean, they were in it, man. You come around a corner and next thing you know, like, you could be in 3 foot of water, and then next thing you know, you're right next to an oyster bar, and you're in just like a half a foot. And the water that comes raging out of those islands, man, will just straight sling you into a tree. So it's pretty awesome, man.
Yak Angler Adam was up in a tree somewhere down there, man. He had some footage on his camera from that, man, and it was pretty funny. I was like, what the heck is he doing? And he's all like up in the trees and stuff.
He's up there riding squirrels, dude.
Wow.
everyone, right? See, what's funny, Rob, is that me and you are the only two that get that. But for the rest of you that don't know Adam, you will meet him at the boondoggle. Adam's my boy. I love the guy to death. Like, he is just a good dude. He's kind of small, kind of on the short side. So when I say he's up there riding squirrels, wow, there he goes. He typed something. I wasn't sure if he was paying attention. But, yeah, it's going to be a good time, man. I'm hoping Adam will – oh, wait a minute. He ain't going to be able to fish the thing. He's coming down for the boondoggle. But,
wrong coast.
Yeah. Say what?
Wrong coast.
Yeah. OTW. Yeah. Stan, now, or Holly, whoever it is that's in the chat room there, it's typing. Call, or maybe you did call. 404.
Yeah, what's this about spaceman riding squirrels and rubbing shoulders?
Oh, it's Chip. I was talking about Adam. Rob just said that Adam got sucked into a tree at the Boondoggle down in Chokoloski in a current. And I said, yeah, he was up there riding squirrels.
So he had a spaceman helmet on riding a squirrel in a tree?
I didn't say nothing about a spaceman helmet. But we could throw that in there because that sounds a lot cooler than my story.
Happy New Year, Jeff.
Happy New Year, guys.
Yeah, so good to have you.
Yeah, we just got back from dinner, man. I had to tune in, see what was going on.
I think I'm ready to pop one here.
Pop one?
Ready to pop.
No, adult beverage.
Good. You should do so. Jess just cracked the seal on the first bottle of champagne tonight, so that's good. And I've got one of my Christmas gifts here that's loaded up with my favorite adult beverage, and that's also good. So
did you get one of those hats with the straws and stuff?
I didn't, and I asked for that specifically, but
that will probably come in handy for the adventure tournament.
Yes, it would. And, that would be horrible. Pepe will get mad at me. Where are you going? I got to go look at the squirrels. Adam's in the tree. But whatever. Chip.
What?
Do you have a favorite memory or activity that you did during the 2012 year?
Oh, man.
Whether it be a specific catch or just hanging out?
We had a great time in Chokoloski last February, and then the Boondoggle in Virginia Beach was awesome. And we all got to T-Bow in front of the NASA sign, while we were all, the group of us that got together there.
That was cool.
The lagoon, yeah, that was fun, man. Bill and them, and we had a lot of fun this past year.
What are you looking forward to most for 2013? Or do you have let me ask you this. Do you have any to-do list type activities besides Boondoggles in the tournament? Like, do you have any kind of species that you want to scratch off your list or anything like that for 2013?
Yeah, I'm going to try really hard this year to get both the clone and the wife a tarpon this year. Even if we got to do it on a boat, I think it's time for them to try to get. They need to feel the power of the Silver King.
Well, you need to call me whenever you think you're going to do that, because I have a guy who lives here in Brevard County who I think out of the last 4 or 5 years has done DNA swabs on more tarpon than anybody else in the entire world.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Yeah, I think the guy's legit.
I don't really want to try hard this year to get him on a tarpon. So you never forget your first tarpon.
God, isn't that the truth? First tarpon I ever caught, quick story, was my second fish that I ever caught in Florida. Talk about being spoiled. We were fishing, me and my dad, fishing off the bank down by one of the causeways. I was floating a shrimp underneath the cork. This guy at the bait shop told me to do that for trout. And cork goes under, fish comes out of the water, tail walking, not very big, maybe 15 pounds or so. And we get it in, have no clue what the heck it is, but I know it's something I've never caught before. So we get a quick picture. Set it on its way. Go back to the tackle shop and explain to the guy behind the counter, hey, this is what I caught, man. Silver, big giant eyeball, big mouth on it. And it had like this really weird fin that was really long off its dorsal fin. And he goes, are you kidding me right now? I'm like, what? He goes, you caught a tarpon. I'm like, I caught a tarpon. Well, what's a tarpon? Because I had no clue what a tarpon was at that time. I was like 9. And
giant shad.
Yeah, it's a giant shed, exactly. But, yeah, so that was cool. But
my first one, we used to go when I was a kid. I grew up in Hialeah, and for, you know, a long weekend, we would go down to the Keys and camp. And it was either like Pigeon Key or Indian Key Channel, one of those two where we would hang out and then fish off the catwalk. And I remember it was like this old broomstick rod. I mean, like, literally, you know, it was like as thick at the butt as it was at the tip, you know. I think my dad or my grandpa had built it, and it had a pen 209 reel on it, you know, level wind. And we were fishing off the bridge at night, and you could see the big tarpon and the lights down there, you know. And I think, I don't know what I caught or something, but one of them hit it and came up, big splashing in the lights. Everybody's like screaming and hollering, hang on, hang on. And just that quick, it spooled that old 209. It was gone. It was gone. But you never forget your first one.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. My first big one, I hooked him off of Sebastian Inlet, North Jetty. And as you said, it didn't take but maybe 30 seconds, it seemed, for it to spool me. I was fishing with a big pen. It was a 750 and a spinner reel. We were wailing on the giant redfish, man. They were just cruising out of the inlet. We were throwing just free-line finger mullet. And all of a sudden, it looked like a five-gallon bucket was dropped from the sky full of concrete in the middle of the inlet. And that was the tarpon inhaling my mullet. And all of a sudden, the line comes tight, and this guy's screaming, there's a tarpon, tarpon, tarpon. And I'm just thinking redfish, right, because that's what I've been catching. And then it started to run, and I said, this isn't a redfish. And I looked up, and off in the distance goes this tarpon just tail walking out of the inlet out towards the ocean, and there's just nothing you can do. I tried to palm the spool. Yeah, that wasn't happening. So it was like, zing! I remember hearing the knot at the end of the spool snap. It sounded like a .22 going off. Pow! Everybody on the jetty just kind of like looked at me like, whoa, that just happened. And I'm like, I guess I'm going home. That was the only rod I had with me. So, yeah, that was pretty crazy. But stand by 1 second. Hang on 1 sec. Stand by. You can tell by the noise in the background we have Scuba Stan showing us on the phone.
In the background. I was trying to salvage my fire that I was going to have tonight, and it's kind of died because I lost attention to it. But how is everybody?
We're good, brother. How are you?
Outstanding, man. I just, you know, while y'all are talking, I've been reflecting back on the year and how much has happened, and it's been a pretty amazing year, and I'm sure 2013 is just going to be even that much better. Bigger and better.
Dude, 2013 stands to be rather epic for the Joneses and the Levi's.
Stand by. You stand by, Stan. We're going to green light you. Coming up. I've been standing by for how long? So.
No, you're good.
It worked. Oh, okay. Okay, am I good now?
Yeah. Hello?
No, I'm here. You know,
all right.
I don't know. Y'all were talking about, like, you know, epic, you know, things you can remember from this past year. And,
yeah,
you know, so much has happened. Like, Chokoloski was such a cool way to start off the new year. You know, I kind of fell into the kayak fishing radio family with the Charleston Boondoggle last October. And then, you know, it was kind of small, you know, but you know, ended up going to Chokoloski, and that was just like, that was an awesome experience. It was so cool. Met up with Landing Crew, you know, like in the middle of the night in Georgia on the side of the road, caravan down, had Haywood break down like
somewhere in Florida. I had to reroute, go, like, try to help him. Got to Chokoloski, you know. That's like, the second time I actually met you, Redfish Chuck. And, you know, went in to talk to you. You were trying to, like, you know, load some stuff and looked like your head was about to explode. And the back of your, like, the whole back of your truck was full of, like stuff, like donations and good stuff for the Boondog. It was pretty amazing. I'm happy your head didn't explode. After a couple of, you know, sweet tea vodkas and lemonades, I think you found yourself, and things settled out. And that was just like, Chokoloski was just epic.
Didn't you bring a lawnmower trailer full of like kayaks and stuff down too? Wasn't that Boondoggle?
He did. He did it. I remember when I first saw him, he pulled up, and obviously he was late because that's just like his MO. And he was late, and I'm like, Redfish Chuck, and it literally looked like his head was about to explode. I was trying to hand him like some slurps, and you know, so it took him a little while. I mean, he had like the Floreses. He had his wife. He was, you know, he had just a lot of weight on his shoulders, plus trying to, you know, make sure the Boondoggle went off like a champ, which it did, because, I mean, really, that was, it really set the bar for any Boondoggle really, really, really high. So it makes me very happy that I was a part of one previous to that one. So I can say that I contributed, but,
yeah,
you know, I don't have to compete, you know, so... Like, that was awesome. You know, our fishing experiences with Mr. Flores and Charleston, and, you know, that was pretty awesome. That was, you know, who knows where that'll go. And then, you know, the Virginia Beach Boondoggle. It's like there's just so much that Pike Fishing Radio and Yak Angler has done for me and my family in, like, 2012. I just can't wait to see where it goes.
Stand by.
Looking for a group of kayak anglers to share your kayak fishing adventures with? Check out yakangler.com, your ultimate fishing resource.
Yeah. Our fine friends over there at yakangler.com, Yak Sushi and Yak Angler Adam do a fantastic job with that great website and Chip. You know, we can't thank you enough, brother, how much you've done for all of us. Allowing us to put these shows on and just have a good time and get to share our excitement for the sport, our passion for the sport with people from all around the world, really. So, you know, it's been a lot of fun this year, man. We've had a good time. There's no doubt about it. But go ahead.
We've smoked the numbers this year. I mean, we have hit almost 80,000 total listeners for 2012.
That's pretty
between
awesome.
live listeners and listeners of the podcast. So, I mean, we'll do more. We'll try to do more in 2013. We got at least two Boondoggles. We're gonna have some mini doggles. It's been a while since I've been to South Carolina, so we need to head over there and beat up on Stan and Holly for a while.
Listen, I'm all
June mini doggles TNT. Let's go get some catfish or shell crackers or something like that.
Something like that.
Where?
Santee. When you were headed north towards Virginia, you cross over a bridge. It was like a huge lake system.
Yeah,
that's where like the world record catfishes was caught.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's where Chad's gonna have the bass open there.
Yes,
they're gonna do it in Santee. I don't know when that is. I forgot when it was.
It's centrally located for everybody. That is the low sodium Boondoggle.
Yeah, we can do a low sodium Boondoggle there.
Well,
I
guess it's your call.
I'm cool with going back to Charleston anytime. If you want to treat the butter. I'd say we just do an edit. Stan, you're killing me with the background noise, brother.
Oh, sorry.
No worries.
I'm dancing.
Tell the family.
Dancing
it's cool. Tell the family I said hello. Yeah, it's yeah. I said we do an Edisto boondoggle, and we all just camp in your parents' front yard.
We got a fire pit.
You do have a fire pit. And a dock. And a ping pong table. Kind of.
Yeah.
But cool. Well, listen, folks. It's 9 o'clock. And I'm sure everybody has little things that they want to do. We got Fishing Florida Radio just chimed in there in the chat room. I've made it. Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you too, brother. But again, folks, please be safe tonight. If you plan on going anywhere, call a taxi. They're really not that expensive. It'll save you a lot of money in the long run. Could save your life. If you decide to stay in, stay in. That's cool. That's what we're doing here at Levi Residence. And but 2013, don't forget, it's coming quick. We're less than 50 days away from the next boondoggle. Cars Park, boondoggle. Let's hear our buddy there, Steve Chapman, real quick.
Boondoggle, boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Yep, and of course, shortly after the Cars Park boondoggle, we also are going to have our, the Adventure World Fishing Championships, and down in Everglades City, Florida. That is, was it February, March 1st and 2nd. We got, I think, what, three teams now, Chip? Kayak Fishing Radio teams?
Well, we got a couple more coming online, but we got three.
There we go. Sweet. So I know Rob DeVore's fishing with a mystery teammate. I'm fishing with Pepe. You're fishing with the clone. So be interested to see who else shows up. But listen, it's only limited to 100 teams, so if anybody wants to get in on it, let us know.
We got KFR Double L, too.
Oh, that's right. We do. We have the Double L crew coming on down. So that'll be cool. And Scuba Stan letting us know that the sombrero is coming to Cars. So have no fear. We'll find a tree for Stan to fall out of. Wearing the sombrero. And it's going to be good times, man. Stan, there. Good job.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, listen. Tell the family I said hello, and wish you guys a very prosperous and adventurous 2013.
Man, I've got nothing but love for the KFR family and the Yakangler family, man. Y'all have a safe night, and see you next year.
Later, brother. And Chip, of course, the godfather. You are the person that makes all this happen.
I'm a dot. Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you on Thursday.
Sounds good. We will see you on Thursday, sir. Take it easy. Good night. And let's see, Steve. Steve says, want to come. Good possibility. I'll give you a ring tomorrow there, Steve. Talk to you about that Saturday deal. But to everybody who's listening, whether you're listening to our iPhone app or Android app, listening to the podcast later on off of iTunes, or you're listening live to the show here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much for all the support you guys have shown, not just my show, but all of our shows throughout the 2012 year. It's greatly appreciated. We love doing it. We couldn't do it without you guys. And we look forward to an incredible 2013. it's like Tom and Lynn from Kayak 5-0 may have just logged in there. Big things coming that way. I can't really divulge a whole lot of information, but let's just say there's going to be a new local destination to spend some time in here in Titusville. And look forward to that, of course, with some of the greatest people I think I've ever personally had an opportunity to meet. And Fishing Florida Radio, of course, you guys don't forget to check out their shows Saturday morning, 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning. It's kind of early, but if you're on your way to the water, listen to it. If you have iHeartRadio app, you can listen to it there. 740thegame.com. You can pull that. You can listen to their podcast as well. On, I believe it's fishinfloridaradio.com. I think you can download the podcast straight from there. I'm sure you can probably get it off of iTunes as well. And that's Steve Chapman, Captain Mike Ortego, and Boudreaux who host that show. And again, to all of my sponsors, all of those who support me and all of my endeavors here in the kayak fishing world, thank you so much for your support in 2012. Look forward to an even better 2013. It's going to be great, man. We're going to have a lot of fun. So, listen, take a kid fishing. That's my New Year's resolution, is to get my boy out a little bit more on the water, hopefully get my little one walking next year, and hopefully get him in a kayak for the first time in 2013. That would be killer. But to everybody out there listening, God bless, be safe, take a child fishing, and be kind to one another. Life short. See ya.
Boondoggle. Boondoggle. Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Give me the Flats of Dawn with plenty of tailing fish
and the perfect fly rod.
Yeah. Yeah.
And get ready for some magic.
Awesome eat, man.
I got one.
Oh, damn, I got him. I got him.
Join Bonefish and Tarpon Trust.
Nice fish.
And help make sure that the magic never ends. Visit tarbone.org to find out how you can help.
Oh, yeah. And if you're not a member of Space Coast Kayak Anglers, do so. Facebook, Space Coast Kayak Anglers. God bless.